Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is April Halliburton from All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Talk About It Thursday. It is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is onboarding October, and so this month we're focusing on onboarding, ways to improve your onboarding program with your company, how to tie in and align your onboarding program with your employee engagement program. There are some things that we're looking at this month. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. My day is going well. Got a bit of a cold, but other than that, I am glad to have you aboard. Again, it is onboarding October, and it is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions. Those that are new to the show, All for HR and Business Solutions was started in 2009. We have three divisions. We have a call center, and we have our virtual human resource management division, which is we manage small companies from 2 to 39 employees across the United States. If you're looking for a company, you want to manage your HR while you focus on growing your company, you can give us a call at 844-425-5447, extension 701. You can also sign up for a free consultation at offerhr.net. We also have our division, which is recruiting, where we place, we partner smaller companies with top talent filling positions across the United States. And so if you're looking for, you're looking to relocate or you're looking for a position in say, the North Carolina area, we have two positions that we are filling. One of them is an associate attorney with experience in bankruptcy and foreclosure. We're also looking for a sales professional in the Michigan area with experience with health benefits. You can go to the allforhr.net/jobboard and send us your your resume. We'll be glad to see what position you're interested in and if you meet the criteria for our client. We are currently looking for an in-house part-time marketing intern. You can go to All for HR and Business Solutions more jobs, and you can actually apply right there online. We're also filling positions for work-at-home positions for customer service professionals. That position is a great opportunity to work from home, great pay. And so if you're interested in that position, you can also go directly to the fill that the application at offerhr.net/morejobs, and you can apply directly for that position as well. We have some great things going on at All for HR and Business Solutions. Again, it is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions. And it's onboarding October. So we're working on getting your onboarding program together and improving it or making changes to it. Onboarding is a key component to employee engagement. It is another very important aspect. to prepare your to engage your employees. And so you want to make sure that it is consistent. Your program is consistent when you are onboarding new hires. We want to thank again Mitchell Levy, who was wonderful. He visited us on the show last. He was our co-host last week. We enjoyed him. He is the AHA guy. And so if you're looking to publish a book or you're looking for some assistance in publishing a book, you can go to Mitchell Levy's website, The AHA Guy, and they'll be happy to help you there. And so we had a great time there. We're talking about employee engagement. Last month was our focus. But if you haven't had an employee, don't have an employee engagement program in place, shoot us an email. We'll be happy to give you some instructions on that, get you started. We are winding up for 2018. Yes, we are. We're not winding down. We're winding up. And so, you know, in the world of HR, there's never a dull moment, and it's consistently changing. And so you want to be prepared for 2018. You want to make sure that your benefit packages are in place, that you have updated that employee handbook for the year, and you have an employee engagement program in place. If you have not put it together, you still have plenty of time. And onboarding is, again, our focus for the month of October. It is October, onboarding October. Work with me a little bit because I'm still working with this cold here and this sore throat. But I am glad to be here and share your lunch with you. And we're talking again about onboarding this month. And so I want to know, you know, if you have some questions about onboarding, you can give us a call at 323-870-4359. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We are on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. Also, the Blogspot, All for HR at blogspot.com. And Tumblr, offerhr at tumblr.com. And so if you have questions, you can ask questions on the website. We have live chat. So you can go to offerhr.net, and you'll see a little phone call, a little phone telephone there, and that's where you can chat. You can chat live with us with your HR questions. We will next week. We're starting our Tuesday afternoon evening, 7 to 8 o'clock. We're going to do our Facebook Live. So the first one is coming up this Tuesday. We're so excited. Again, we're talking about onboarding. We want to know where your onboarding program is. Is it proving effective for you? It's so important that you have your onboarding packages in alignment with your employee engagement program so that when employees come on board, you are processing your new hires quickly and getting them acclimated to the company, learning how your new hires are, your new employees, and letting them know what to expect from you or from the organization as they proceed in their new position. And so you know that it's not any surprise that when companies are growing quickly, employer owners or HR and HR professionals, we focus in on staying above water, and sometimes we kind of miss certain things, and so we don't want things like to come back and get us, or you know, come back and bite us in the bottom, if you don't mind. But And so an onboarding program is essential. It's critical to making sure that you are your job subscription is state mandated for and meeting the requirements for your new hires. You know that employment starts when your employee or new hire first takes a look at that job description. And so you want to make sure that all of the skills and requirements meet with that position, so that when you're bringing on new hires, you're not surprising them. They know exactly what you're expecting from them, and you know exactly what they're expecting from their new employer. And so it's very important that you have things like your employment application, that it meets with the requirements of your state, with state requirements, that you have your benefit package in place, and that there are things like if there's a background track that you're making sure that you are allowing your new hire to consent to that, because you do have to have a consent for background checks, and for drug testing you have to have consent for those as well. So you want to make sure you have that package in place, so that when you locate a new employee or a new hire, you want to bring them on board. You don't want to have to struggle to find which documents you should be getting to them and forgetting. But you know exactly what you're doing, so that your employee, when your new hire applies for that position, and submits that resume, that it is meeting the requirements of that position. So you want to keep those things in mind. You want to make sure you know exactly where you're going with your new employee when your new hire comes on board, that they have all of the equipment that they need in their position. I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest pet peeves I have is going to when a new hire starts a position and they're there like a day or two before they are able to sign onto their computer. Because guess what? The passwords and things have not been put in place. That makes for a bad start for new hires. So you want to make sure those things are in place. Make sure that their desk, they have everything that they need in their workspace. Those things are so very important. And just the first 90 days are referred to as probationary, the probationary period. The first 90 days is the perfect time to introduce your new hires to their colleagues, share your expectations for them in that position, find out what their expectations are for that position, and to help them to understand the specific values and the mission of the company. You want to make sure that the training is in place, so they receive the proper training. That's another bad experience, if you will, is when you put new hires into a position and they're not properly trained. And so if they're not, if you're making sure that they receive all of the training so that they are they're able to effectively do their job and they feel comfortable. They don't feel like you've thrown them and so in 2007, the Winehurst Group in a study revealed that 58% of new hires that experienced a structured onboarding program remained with the company past 3 years. And so suffice it to say that in positions where new hires do not receive a structured onboarding program or They're not made to feel welcome, or they're not trained. They're usually gone within those first 90 days, and sometimes even sooner than that. So you want to make sure that those things are in place. And a study of 264 employees published by the Academy of Management Journal, it actually said this exact same thing, that the first 90 days of employment, referred to as probationary period, are critical. It's pivotal to rebuilding a rapport with the company, management, and coworkers. The support level that comes from team leaders, it encourages a positive attitude with new hires, and it also encourages them and makes them want to work harder. So I just you want to make, again, these are things that when you bring on new hires, you want to bring new hires on for the long haul, not for 30 days or 90 days or 6 months, because then that wastes a lot of time, energy, and money. When you're bringing on a new hire, you're not properly training them or onboarding them, then they leave the position, and guess what? You got to start the process all over again. So you want to keep those things in place. Again, if you have some questions on onboarding, you can give us a call at 323-870-4359. I'm going to drink some water here because my voice is sounding a little bit rusty there. I do apologize for that. But I'm enjoying my lunch hour with you. I want to, again, welcome you to the show. It is Talk About It Thursday, and it is Onboarding October. I want to thank everyone for last month we had our 5-day employee engagement challenge, which was a lot of fun. This month we are we're actually launching our onboarding program, which has a checklist and some great documents that you can actually use over and over again for when you bring on new hires, so that you know that when you're onboarding new hires, you're being consistent. Nothing is falling by the wayside or in the cracks. And so, you know, you want to update your onboarding program. If you have one in place from last year, you want to make sure that it's still meeting it's still effective for what you're trying to accomplish in your organization. And once you bring your employees on board and you have our new hires on board, and you want to make sure you survey them in, say, 30 or 60 days just to see, you know, how they felt about your onboarding program. And perhaps there's some things that they see that you don't see. But so you want, again, we're hiring new hires for longevity. We want them for the long haul. We want them to know that they're appreciated. We want them engaged. And you want them welcome. And so make sure you're checking that when you're bringing new hires on, that things are working smoothly. And if they need to be changed, then you can do so. Make changes to that onboarding program so it is yielding the effectiveness and the efficiency that you need. When you're bringing new hires on board, you want to make that transition into a new company as easy, as smooth as possible when bringing on new hires. So, again, it is Talk About It Thursday, and October, Onboarding October. We have encourage you to visit the website, allforhr.net. We're doing some updates to the website now, within the next day or so, including today. So might see some changes there, some good changes. and moving some things around. So we want our virtual home to be easy for you to come and get good information about HR and HR issues, and feel welcome to leave your questions with us. Don't forget, you can also call our hotline at 844-425-5447, and that's extension 4. Option 4, I'm sorry, is the hotline. So you can actually call and leave a message there as well. So, see, we are available to you. Don't forget, we have a position. We have we're filling those positions for the at-home, work-from-home customer service professional position. You can go right to offerhr.net /job board, and you can apply directly there. And we're also looking for an in-house part-time marketing intern. So you can apply there as well. If you are a small or mid-sized company and you are struggling with the paperwork and engaging your employees and recruiting and retention, we are here to help you. We're here to make take those tasks and responsibilities off of your desk so that you can concentrate on building your company while we grow your workforce. Our virtual home, again, is offerhr.net. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at all4HR, all4HR at Twitter. Facebook, All4HR and Business Solutions. On Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock, we're going to do our video, our Facebook Live. So we want your questions on onboarding. We'll be sending out some reminders for you. So we want to see you. We want you to come and ask your questions about onboarding. If you may have some suggestions that's working great for your onboarding program that you may want to share, you're more than welcome. And so that's it's another platform for you to and for us to engage you and you to engage us so that we can know exactly what's going on in your organization and how we can help you. Again, we have some great positions that we are filling. Again, we're an associate attorney in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you're looking for a position in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, this one is a position that's for a with bankruptcy or foreclosure experience. So you can email your resume to employment at all4hr.net. We're also looking for a sales professional in Southfield, Michigan area. This is a great position. It's a great opportunity to advance. You really like it, the pay as well. And it's looking for experience with healthcare benefits. So if you're looking for that position, if looking for something in that area, you can, again, email your resume to employment at all4hr.net. And we can see if your qualifications meet what our client is looking for. So, again, it is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions, and I appreciate you working with me on this voice here. And it is onboarding October, and so we're looking at onboarding. We'll have the checklist going out in the next day or so, and we're also launching our onboarding HR kit this month that you'll be sure to want in your electronic file cabinet. It's very user-friendly, and it's a package that you can use over and over when you bring on new hires. Again, you want to make new hires transition into the company as easy as possible, as smooth as possible. And you want it to be smooth for you as well, as that owner or that HR professional, so that you are, you know, I'm a checklist, you know, I'm the checklist queen. I love checklists. I don't go overboard with it, but it's nothing like having a checklist and having every box checked, that you've received all of your documentation, that new hire's workspace is all set up, all of their login information is ready, they are, you know, attending training, and the health benefits package is completely filled out and submitted to the healthcare carrier. And so by that second or third day, that employee, that new hire is, whew, this wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And you're doing the same thing, right? So you want it, again, onboarding is key to engaging your employees. And it's you engaging them right from the start so that they know that, you know, we're looking at, you know, not looking at new hires to criticize or anything, but to make their transition smooth, and so that they are able to give, you know, their all in this position. So onboarding, again, is key to the employee engagement, because when you bring employee new hires in and set them at that desk, and you're still giving them paperwork 3 or 4 days later because you forgot. Or they're not set up with their handboard, and these are aspects of onboarding that can make a new hire very uncomfortable and make them feel like they're not appreciated in their new position. So. You just, again, onboarding is when you have, again, that checklist, and so that you know that things such as drug tests are completed on time and physicals and driving records are requested, and you have exactly in front of you everything that you need for that new hire. And then you also want to consider having one person that's in charge of just onboarding, just like we spoke about having one person in over employee engagement. When I say that, I mean in terms of bringing them on board. Have an employee engagement team, if you will, those one or two or three employees that are well-versed in the company. They know the company values. Exhibiting the brand, the employee brand, to new hires. It's wonderful. It makes it easier for the new hire, as well as that the HR professional that's in that position, that manager, if you will. It makes it easy for them to concentrating on making that new hire comfortable in their new position, as opposed to not making them feel welcome and comfortable when they are, because starting a new position, you know, can be stressful, and you don't want it to be stressful. That's the whole thing. So you want to keep things on an even keel, and make it so that all of the documentation is submitted to the new hire in a timely fashion, received back in a timely fashion. And then they're set up for that first day of work. If you notice, a lot of companies now are actually doing employment packages electronically. Who knew? We've all experienced those days where we bring the new hire in and they're filling out paperwork the first half of the day. And so a lot of companies are now using electronic packages where they're sending them the new hires the employment track packaging, the employment package, as well as doing some online assessing of their skills and capabilities online before they start work or start their first date, you know, just to kind of see, where exactly they are and you know, if they have the, you know, you hate to say it, but if they have the skills and things that, that are represented in their resumes. But a lot of companies are doing that now. And I'm not saying you have to go that way, but it's something to consider. When you can send an online package, and, you know, we're a virtual company, so we do everything via the Internet. And so it's really something to consider, that employment package. But whether you're doing it electronically or whether you're doing it person to person, what's most important is that it is done smooth, and your new hires feel welcome. They know the efficiency of that onboarding program because they're not stressed about getting paperwork filled out and things like, and, you know, in any position you're going to have for that paperwork that needs to be completed. But, you, again, you want to make it as smooth as possible. And so some benefits of onboarding. One is it ensures that all documentation is executed and received from the new hires, and to avoid any missed documentation that needs to be received. It builds your company's brand as an employer of choice. Why? Because you're going, as a company owner, you're going above and beyond to make sure to make your new hires transition into the company as smooth as possible. It increases employee retention. Again, we talked about 58% of, according to a Winehurst study in 2007, and I know that's, you know, a little old, but so you know that it's I believe that the percentage would be even higher now. That new hires, the 58% of new hires that experienced a structured onboarding program remained with a company past 3 years. And so in retrospect, those new hires that come on board that are not trained and they are not a part of or don't experience a structured onboarding program, a lot of times are gone before 90 days. It reduces high turnover, and you know that can be a problem. A lot of employers have to keep that high turnover or that turnover in the forefront of our minds. And so this is a way is that to once you have that onboarding practices in place, you'll definitely see the results. And again, once you have that onboarding program in place, don't forget when you bring on new hires to speak with them or do a survey in say 30 days and just kind of ask them a couple questions. You know, how did you feel when you started here? You know, did you feel comfortable? Do you feel like we armed you with the tools that you needed to get started? Onboarding programs also enhance employee engagement, and it improves employee efficiency and productivity. It creates brand advocates for the company. Now, when we talk about the brand advocates for the company, remember, that's when I spoke a little bit ago about having an onboarding one or two people that they are, that's not all they do, but part of their job is to administer onboarding packages, receive them, make sure all the documentation is gotten back, make sure that the new hires are partnered with a buddy for when they start. And so these advocates are employees that are well-versed in the company culture, the company, the vision, the statement, the vision statement, and, you know, what is expected of this new hire. And not only that, but what we as a company are bringing to the new hire. It encourages improved manager-employee communication. It's very important. That's when I speak about the feedback from your onboarding program. You know, check with them and see how, you know, do you feel like you receive it? Is there something that you think we could have done differently that would have made your transition here easier? If so, let us know. And then it accelerates the processing and the acclimation of the new hire into the company for sure. So they're not focused on just completing and executing paperwork, but on getting to know colleagues, getting to know the aspects of their job, how to get to do it well, you know, effectively and effectively. And so those are things that you want to keep in mind. And we have a great onboarding package toolkit that is coming out that's going to be launched this month. And I can't wait till you see it. I can't wait to get the feedback on what you think when you utilize this onboarding package. That's going to be courtesy of from Offer HR and Business Solutions. So it is Talk About It Thursday here at Offer HR and Business Solutions, and it's onboarding October. So we are talking about onboarding all month here. The onboarding is designed of what employees feel and hear after they've been hired. It is, again, the best way to bring new hires on in a smooth transition is to make sure your procedures and your strategies for onboarding are consistent across the board, so that all of your, say, support staff, everything is done for their positions. And like you said, some positions you may need other requirements, or, you know, for them to start a job, you want to make sure, start with your company rather, you want to make sure all of these documentation, again, is received and is executed, whatever assessments need to be completed, that they're completed on in a timely manner. And so that's what we're talking about this month. And I encourage you that if you do not have an onboarding program, shoot us an email and let us know how your onboarding program is going. Is there something that you're doing differently with your onboarding program that may help another company? Again, it is onboarding October, and we are here at Talk About It Thursdays. Some great things going on. Again, we want to say thank you to Mr. Mitchell Levy, who joined us last week on the show. And so we have our toolkit that's coming up this month. We're launching our onboarding toolkit this month. And we're going to get that out and want to, be something that can help you or you engage your employees a little better. So and get your onboarding program in place. That's just one more thing that we can get done. Get ready for 2018, because 2018 is going to be here in a minute, y'all. You better come on, you guys. Come on, you HR people. We got to get ready for 2018. And so by now, I am sure you have your employee handbooks together, right? Right. They've updated for 2017. They better be. It's October. So I know those employee handbooks are not already. If you have not upgraded or revised your employee handbook, we have a great package, we can do that for you here at All for HR and Business Solutions. So you can shoot us an email at allforhr@allforhr.net. We'll be happy to get that done for you. Or you need an employee engagement program. We have that. You know, we had fun with that last month. It was our focus, and we had a great time and really enjoyed it. And so, you know, you want to make sure we're looking at, we're preparing our HR, for the new year. This is it's going to be fun, I'm telling you. I'm going to get you formed. I'm going to get you ready. I'm going to get you ready. And I think what we're going to do is going to do something great towards the end of the year that's going to really set you up for 2018 so that when that New Year's Eve comes in, rolls in, you can be at home with your family and not in the office getting ready for 2018. Okay? So we'll get you ready for 2018 here. You'll get your HR so that your employees are, you and your company will be ready for it to make 2018 a even better year, right? Because I know you had a great year. This 2017 was a great year. And so, listen, if you have set up, if you did set some goals up for 2017 and you have not finished them, you have not reached them yet, you still got a little time. So shoot us an email. Let us know, you know, if you need your employee handbook done, or we meant to get that employee engagement program together. We just have not gotten it done. So well, again, you shoot us an email because we're gonna get you ready for 2018. So again, we've got a few minutes left here. And you have time to call in at 323-870-4359. You have time to call in. And please forgive my voice, everyone. Please, 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 please. Because although it's bothering me, I'm enjoying my lunch hour with you, talking to you about onboarding. And while you may think onboarding is something that is insignificant, you have to realize that onboarding is like performance management or employee engagement it's all intertwined together, right? It's all a part of your HR. It's all a part of that whole employee. So you want to keep that in mind, that it's all a part of one, it's all one aspect that goes into this one circle that makes a whole employee, right, and a whole organization, right? So your HR is not just filling out forms, right? HR is so much more than that. HR is aligning your financial goals with your HR goals, and your marketing strategies with your HR strategies, and your business plan for the year. So it's all one one nucleus, if you will, just one nucleus, is one, you know, one whole thing. And so there are all of these little components that make one great thing, and that's a great company. And that great company is made up of great employees, right? And so you want to do, you want to arm them with the tools, just like I spoke earlier about, you know, making sure that when that new hire comes on board, they have the workspace set up, and you know, the all of the paperwork is filled out, and filed away, and the benefits are set up to start, and you know, they have what they need to do a great job with this organization, because when they come on board with you, with your company, and they know, they come and they have a sense of belonging with this organization, that's something that can't be measured in dollars. Now, compensation will have something to do with it. It's not going to do it for free. But that's a feeling that employees can't get at all organizations. That's when you develop the engaged workforce and a culture of supporting your employees, building your employees. Because when you build your employees, guess what? They're building your organization. It's a win-win situation, right? And so it starts, again, with employee engagement and onboarding. These are pieces of the puzzle that makes that one big puzzle every. These are just pieces. And if you know, you're missing some pieces, well, we want you to reach out to us here at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Let's see what we can do about putting those pieces in place. And so onboarding is important. It's essential to building the long relationships with great new hires who turn into great employees, right? So you want to keep these things in mind. And like I said, it's a lot easier than you think, believe it or not. It's a lot easier. It's a lot. Once you get those programs, like that employee engagement program in place and that onboarding program in place, once you get those things in place and you start seeing the smiling faces and the comfort in your employees, that is something that cannot be measured in dollars, right? Because those employees that are just measured by dollars, they're only going to go so far. Whereas those employees, those new hires that turn into great employees are the ones that are going to be there for you through thick and thin. They're going to help you build that organization, right? So we're winding down here. And it is Talk About It Thursday, and we are in the middle, of onboarding October. And we want to, again, welcome you to the show. Want to invite you to follow us on Twitter at AllForHR. Don't forget, we're going to have our Facebook Live on Tuesdays from 7 to 8. We're going to start doing that. That's actually replacing our Google Hangout. So this should be fun. I think it should be fun. Don't you think it'll be fun? I think it'll be fun. Okay, so, but we're going to send out some reminders so that, you know, you can lock it in on your calendar. And you know, again, we are talking about onboarding. We want to know how Twitter, R4HR, and Tumblr, and then our blog spot is r-4-hr@blogspot.com. I thank you for being patient with me with this voice. It's going in and out and in and out and in and out. But the good thing is that I have enjoyed, I'm enjoying talking, onboarding with you. I really, 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 really would love to get a couple questions. So we still got a few minutes. 323-870-4359 is the call-in number. And we're talking again about onboarding. So we're going to have some checklists on the website for you. And, again, that's going to be, it's one of the things that you're going to have that's going to have you ready for 2018 if you're not already. But, of course, you're not ready already. But because you probably have an onboarding program in place, right? Of course you do. So when you want to, make sure that you are, if you have an onboarding program in place, that you have you surveyed, say, the last people that you have, new hires, which are now employees, that in, say, the last 6 months or the last year, to see how they felt about their onboarding process or their onboarding experience with the company. That's a great place to start. That's a very good place to start. And so, again, when if you don't have those, you have not assessed your onboarding program. That's something you can actually do pretty quickly. If you need a checklist, we're gonna put one on the website so that you can actually just download it and use it and see where your onboarding program is. And so, you want to make sure you have all of the components of onboarding. And have them ready, your training, new employee orientation, policies and procedures from that employee handbook, the job expectations and performance, the right to know. You want to make sure that's in your handbook and is brought to the forefront of your new hire's mind. Ethics and benefits. So you want to ethics, we're talking about confidentiality within the company. Those are things that you want to keep, you want to make sure are those components are included in your onboarding program. Make sure they have the names of a buddy that can help the transition into a new position better or easier. Make sure they have a list of important dates. Yep. You want to make sure of that. And so there are a lot of things. Very important parts of onboarding, but once you get that program in place, you take the time to put that program together, I guarantee you, you'll see the benefits of an onboarding program. And again, consider having one or two people that are one of their responsibilities is onboarding new hires, and those individuals are also will also administer the surveys in say 30 days or 60 days to find out what their onboarding experience is or was when they came on board. So you again, you want to keep those things in mind. I have enjoyed you all here at lunchtime again, as usual. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, AllForHR, and visit us on the web, AllForHR.net. You can actually ask live questions. We have live questions on there, on right on the live chat, right on at AllForHR.net. We have the job board. Don't forget, we're also looking for a in-house part-time intern, marketing intern. You can go directly to the website, offerhr.net, job board, and apply for that position. You go.